Jerome Lemelson was one of America's most prolific inventors. He was granted more than 600 patents. His ideas for processes or devices are used in barcode scanners, automated warehouse manufacturing systems, fax and automated teller machines, the crying baby doll, and Sony Walkman portable cassette player. Lemelson died in 1997 at the age of 74, but the foundation that he set up promotes problem-solving through invention and innovation. One of its ongoing projects at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology honors a different inventor each year. Julia Novi Hildesi, executive director of the Lemelson Foundation, says honorees have made scientific breakthroughs.
And some of these inventors have been designers of the human genome sequencer, incredible technologies around focusing sound in the same way we've been able to focus light with laser, health technologies like a stair-climbing wheelchair and a portable dialysis machine. So the idea was to recognize these great inventors, hold them up as role models for young people, and help young people see that, you know, aspiring to be an inventor is a great thing.
The Lemelson Foundation has established a center to study invention and innovation at the Smithsonian Institution in Washington and conducts national programs and competitions for college-age inventors. From its base in Portland, Oregon, the organization also builds links between Americans and partners in the developing world who are using technology to solve social and environmental problems. It has supported the work, for example, of physician Sathya Jagannathan in the state of Tamil Nadu, India. Novi Hildesley explains the doctor faced a high rate of infant mortality at the clinic.
And so she designed with local craftsmen a very low-cost infant warmer. It was a very simple sort of wooden table with a fitted bulb that would adjust based on the baby's temperature, and had it constructed and implemented in her hospital. And with that innovation, she's reduced infant mortality by 50% already.
The foundation has backed another Indian effort, a for-profit social enterprise called Selco. The company's co-founder, engineer Harish Hande, moved to an Indian village so he could understand the villagers' needs and what they could afford before he started the company.
And so then he went back and worked on technology adaptation and designed very low-cost, small, affordable solar panels with fitted bulbs, maybe one or two bulbs per household, made sure that the bulbs could be moved from room to room depending on where people wanted the light.
Hande worked with banks to secure the funding so householders could buy the devices. In Africa, the foundation works with a nonprofit organization, Kickstart, which develops inexpensive technology for small-scale farmers and sets up local profit-making distribution systems.
The tools that will enable them to grow more crops, grow higher-value crops, grow more crops per season or per year, and then be able to earn income from those crops. So Kickstart went forward to design a range of agricultural technologies, the most significant of which has been the foot-powered treadle pump.
The simple mechanical pump draws water from a shallow well or nearby stream or river for use in irrigation. The foundation official says that poverty in the developing world requires creative solutions, harnessing the power of both the nonprofit and for-profit sectors, and nurturing innovators in developing countries, who may include future corporate founders and brilliant scientists.
We believe strongly that creativity is evenly distributed around the world, and that, you know, people like Bill Gates and Steve Jobs and Albert Einstein are born every day in Africa and Asia and Latin America, but they often don't have access to the same kind of tools or resources that inventors and innovators in the industrialized world do.
She says the organization is working to spread these resources and is also steering talented American women and minorities into science and engineering to spur innovation in both the industrial and the developing worlds. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.